Part 1. Science and its Psychological Effects. Chapter 1. Science and Ideology. It is a summer day in 1582. A young student by the name of Galileo Galilei sits in the Cathedral of Pisa. Before him stands a priest, reciting scripture. A chandelier, attached to the vaulted ceiling by a thin chain, hangs over the priest's head. The warm summer breeze blows in through the open doors, setting the chandelier in motion. Sometimes, the breeze swings the lamp far from its resting place above the altar. Other times, it moves only a little bit. The priest's voice disappears into the background. Galileo's eyes follow the lamp, back and forth, back and forth. He checks his pulse and counts the number of heartbeats. Regardless of how far it swings, the pendulum always takes the same amount of time to return to its starting point. The events in the Cathedral of Pisa later took on mythical proportions, embodying the cultural and social upheaval that characterized the centuries that followed. Religious discourse, with its system of dogmas derived from ancient texts, lost its authority. Instead of something that had to be revealed to man by God, knowledge became something man could come to on his own. All he had to do was observe phenomena with his eyes and think logically. Religious discourse had turned man's gaze inward for thousands of years, revolving around the conception of man as a sinner who lies and deceives and loses himself in worldly temptations, who must ready himself for death because it will catch up with him eventually. If man suffered in this world, the creation of God, it was because he failed to measure up as a moral and ethical being, because he was living in sin. It was not the world that had to be questioned, but man himself. That all changed with the emergence of science. Man believed that, with the power of reason, he could adjust the world, while he himself could remain unchanged. He gathered his courage and took charge of his destiny. He would use his own intellectual power to understand the world and to shape a new, rational society. For too long, he had been forced to remain silent in the name of a God no one had ever seen. For too long, society had been burdened by dogmas that lacked any rational foundation. The time had come to dispel the darkness with the light of reason. Enlightenment is man's release from his self-incurred tutelage. Tutelage is man's inability to make use of his understanding without direction from another. Dare to think. Have the courage to use your own reason is therefore the motto of the Enlightenment, as stated in 1784 by the great German Enlightenment philosopher Immanuel Kant. Galileo dared to think. After Mass, he rushed to his dorm room and began experimenting with pendulums. He altered the weight of the swinging object, the force with which the object was put into motion, the length of chain by which the object was suspended. Only a few months later, he was able to formulate the basic law governing pendulum motion. Only the length of the chain, the pendulum arm, has an impact on the duration of motion. Other brilliant thinkers, such as Nicolaus Copernicus and Isaac Newton, also pulled the dogmatic wool from their eyes to register the world around them with an open mind. They demonstrated that certain aspects of reality could be captured in mathematical and mechanistic formulas with incredible accuracy and precision. It seemed incontrovertible. The book of the universe is written in the language of mathematics. These thinkers not only reached great intellectual achievements, they also assumed a unique humanistic and ethical stance with regard to the world and its material objects. They had the courage to set aside the prejudices and dogmas of the time. They admitted their ignorance and were curious and open to what phenomena have to say for themselves. This not knowing gave birth to a new knowledge for which they would do anything, for which they were willing to give up their freedom,